Ready? Let's go. Let's try it again. Let's try it again.
Dear Chicago.
Fuck it. It'll go from there. Don't say.
This is a half-ass show.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Babalu.
And you can put your computer on mute now, because now every noise that comes through, everyone will hear. Your name is who?
Babalu.
Oh. Hi. Welcome, Cubano. You are listening to Foul Monkeys. We record out of Chicago, Illinois, in the Roger Park area. Today, you're listening to Half Ass 629.
So is it 629 and a half? Or is it 628 and a half?
It's just half ass. You guys, I have a headache this morning that is not going away. I'm not for sure what's happening, but Roger tried to make it feel better. He brought us McDonald's. Now I have diarrhea.
That sounds like a big problem.
I mean, Babalu brought us breakfast.
Babalu?
Babalu, I have a question.
What?
Do you like it when Taylor the Latte Boy licks your...
My donut?
Your donut.
My Cuban donut? Well, that is something that you will have to ask Babalu. I mean, Taylor. So, what's going on? Let's get this half-ass show started.
Yeah, I know, right? I think we're totally not feeling it today. I think maybe that's like our issue. Not for sure, right?
No, I'm good.
You're feeling it?
I didn't say that. I said I'm good. So there's lots to talk about. So,
what do you want to go with? I mean, my week was good. I just worked. Like right now, there's not a lot of work to be doing, so I'm sitting there and I'm like twiddling my thumbs and looking for new pictures of Mariah Carey.
You're kind of like me, because I'm not as busy either, and I'm like looking for new ideas on tattoos. So I'm like,
oh, I'm doing that too. I'm also looking at trying ways to fix that little inlet in my living room to make that into like a functional area. So like, you know, a built-in crate area for the dogs, and then try to make it a desk with some shelving and stuff like that. So the problem with that is, I need to find somebody to do that.
It's very easy, because you could do like a floating shelf.
Girl, I am not a lesbian.
Look, you and I hung up a fucking TV that was really heavy, and we did it on ourselves.
And it was about 3 inches too crooked.
It was not crooked.
Girl.
It was not. It was straight because
the girl meme or the BuzzFeed video of girl.
Uh-huh.
Girl.
No, because we measured
girl,
it.
With girl, the, girl, 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 girl,
girl. Girl.
Oh, girl.
Right. I think we should have one show. Oh, by the way, if our ornament does not beat Taylor the Latte Boy, Rodan, and Taffy, Carlisle Huffington's fucking ornament, we will not do a show until Vegas. I promise you that. That is a threat. That is a very legit threat.
I was going to skip into that, like, do a little happy before.
No. We'll just get right into it. So, if our ornament is not bought by, what is it, next week?
Yeah, August 9th.
Yes. So if it's not bought by the 9th, we will not do a show. And we will not do a show. We will do the Vegas show. It'll be extremely half-assed. And then we will not do a show until Thanksgiving. So
actually, we usually take Thanksgiving and Christmas off. So it'll be chill January.
Oh, well, I guess that's perfect.
No, you guys, I was emailing Roger. It was the beginning of this week, I think, right?
And I was like
little
bomb.
Girl. I said, our poor ornament has not been bid on, and it's at $20. We are lower than every other show. I said, I think this is a direct correlation into like how shitty our show is and how no one cares anymore. And he's like, girl.
To which my answer was, no, I think it's because people actually don't like me.
And then I responded, I was like, oh, way to make it about you now.
I know. And I was like, I thought that would be a great opportunity for you to go and continue that insult, but clearly it wasn't.
I'm a nice person, so,
you know. Bullshit.
Bullshit. No, we finally, look, I had to beg and plead. And someone finally bid. Thank you very much to the person that bid. We're at $30 now. We are still the lowest bid ornament. I am not happy about it.
Well, I'm just curious. Is it because it's ugly? Is it because it's orange is not your color? I'm trying to figure out
what is it that you don't like about it?
Right. What is it that people don't like about it that they're not bidding on it? Like, I don't get it. I think it's actually really cute. I love the fact that we look really skinny, which I love. Right. That.
Which RC Martinez read the post about bidding on the ornament.
Right.
And saw the link and clicked on it to look at it.
And then commented on the ornament. And then said,
who are those skinny people?
And then didn't bid.
And then didn't bid. And we're back. You guys, I think we got a little too bitchy for the computer. So it decided, like, no, not recording that. So, anyway. Make sure that you go, please, to pride48.com. Hit the link to bid on an ornament and bid on our ornament because we have to beat Pot is My Co-Pilot, which they're currently beating us.
But not by much either.
By $10, I think, or something, or $12.
Right. Anyways, I guess enough about that.
So what about your week? How was yours?
It was fine. I had a headache most of the week, and then I had a headache yesterday, and I've just had a huge headache looming over me. And I think I feel much better today. So
no headache?
No, but I feel really fat.
Girl, we were just talking about that.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm going to go to my gym sometime this week and re-sign up.
Where do you go?
I'm going to go to Urban Athlete.
Oh, I don't know where that is.
It's right there on Ravenswood and Montrose. And it's a boot camp style kind of gym, so it's they have the conventional side of the gym, like where you know you if you want to do like treadmill or the bike, uh-huh. Or the elliptical machine, they have that, and they have free weights and stuff and those machines, but I like the classes because the classes go through I think it's high intensity, low impact. So it's it gets you moving, it gets your heart rate going, and I like that. I just realized that doing classes like that motivates me to do more muscle work, and so I kind of like that style of working out because I am the type of person that I get really bored very quickly when I go to the gym, and I know this shouldn't matter, but I'm not confident enough to go use the weights on my own. Because, of course, that internal fat kid voice comes on where it's like, oh, my God, everyone's staring at me.
Right.
I look ridiculous. I'm not afraid of dropping anything.
My butt crack showing.
That's perfect.
That's mine. That's my fear. Oh, my God, my butt crack is showing.
But I just, I get very, very insecure. I become very self-aware. And so it's like, I hate that. So going to those classes kind of gives me the opportunity to both lift weights, do a lot of cardio type of things, and then also get a good workout. And I really liked it. I don't know why I stopped. I think it's just because I feel very defeated because I was going to the doctor and I wasn't seeing the results that I wanted to see. But I think also too was because I wasn't eating as good as I should have been.
It's hard to eat right when you live with a Mexican. Because they're like, cheese is healthy on a taco.
Well, your problem is you're eating a taco. You should just be eating the meat and maybe the lettuce. Well, no, for sure the lettuce. The meat, the lettuce. You could eat the cheese, but you could just don't eat as much of it. It's
You know how Mexicans cook.
I know, but I would say in your particular instance, if you aren't going to eat the tortilla, then I think it's okay if you eat a little bit of the cheese. But you have to be very like, just very little cheese, like five.
Maybe
strands.
He should just order, or maybe he should just get all corn tortillas, because then I wouldn't eat them because I don't like them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, there's little things like I didn't, you know, like I did notice that when I was eating, like, you know, when I was trying to be very healthy, I just felt better. I felt healthier and my numbers were awesome. And I did that for like almost 2 months, and then I got tired of it. You know, and so I stopped eating like that. I slowly started to go right back to my previous way of eating.
Also, my issue...
But I did lose 10 pounds eating that way. Just eating clean, like eating good.
Fried chicken.
Ooh, we're having...
Girl, I love fried chicken.
We are having the Chicken Shack today. I am so excited.
I love Chicken Shack.
It is so fucking good. It's like the Chicken Shack.
How about I just show up to your party? And I'm like, oh, I thought I smelled Chicken Shack.
you passed it on the way here. so anyway, so yes, I have to get back on my regimen of working
out.
And
we're kind of bad eaters. Like, we, like, when we eat together, we just don't go to places that have healthier options.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's really hard to make those healthy decisions when, you know, everything... I know this is going to sound, like, bad, but, like... I mean, with the exception of, like, fast food places, but, like, let's say we go to, like, Chili's, like, or... You know, the healthier stuff is not as, it's a little bit more expensive. And
like La Peep, remember you tried to order fruit and it was like $8?
Oh my God, I tried to order fruit on, was it fruit on my waffles, right? It was like $3 extra. I'm like, fuck you. Like, seriously? Like $3 for a very small bowl of fruit? I could buy $3, I can buy an entire fucking fruit stand.
Right. Especially off the truck.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like, that's just like crazy to me. But anyways,
but I'm going to try because I'm feeling really fat, like uncomfortable fat.
Yeah, I hate that because I've been feeling, and like anytime I eat anything that isn't healthy, like I just immediately as I take the first bite, I'm like, oh, I could hear myself getting bigger.
And then
it's like,
it's like slow Incredible Hulk.
It's like. Yeah, but not in a good direction.
But the reason I like feel even super more like even more super fat is like I hate to sweat in the summer, and when you're fat you sweat a lot in the summer.
You know, I can't really say that because I'm always super like sweaty. I'm like, I'm at a constant state of sweat. Like my body is typically, I have two, like there's two settings on my body.
There's washing, like, in the shower and sweating.
There's like, yeah, there's like damp and then there's like super sweaty. I'm usually damp.
Like, girl, it is 63 in this room. God, it's so hot. I'm sweating. No, like
my room in my house gets down to 64 and I am still fucking, even though like my arms get cold and my feet get cold, like everything else is super hot. And I'm like, I'm dying. And I'm like sitting there with like a fucking Afghan on my fucking body. And I'm like,
not an Afghan.
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 Afghan?
Who made you an Afghan?
Who made me? What do you mean? Who my grandmother did.
Oh. I haven't heard that word in a really long time.
Afghan. It's like Aflac. Aflac. Anyway, so it just sucks. But yeah, I need to do that, and I need to lose weight. Like, and I know, especially because I'm going to have to see my doctor the day I come back from Vegas, the next, like...
Oh, my God, I have to go to my dentist the day before we leave to Vegas.
Oh, girl. I hope they don't have to do a root canal.
Don't push something like that on me.
Hi, welcome to teeth pain.
No, remember, I go to the dentist, and my dentist is like, your mouth is boring.
Yeah. Well, mine never says that. ever.
All she hears is like money falling from her bank account.
It's like, because when ching, I ching, 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 ching. Anyways, so yeah, I mean, I know I have to do it. I just don't really.
I just don't care. I don't have enough time. You know, and I have time, but it's just when I get home from work, I'm like,
so like I don't,
I have
like
to change, like, and then I have to go back out, and then you know Tony is like, I want to eat at 5. You know, it's
well,
just
you know
like,
what though, but see that's the thing.
We have to change our eating habits.
I will tell you that it's you know it is harder when you're only doing it by yourself, and if you have a partner. And they're not in that type of
mindset.
Like, it's really difficult because they're not going to care. I mean, unless he's willing to do it with you, maybe not even so much the exercise part of it, but like the eating part of it. If he's not on board with you, you're going to fail. So you have to literally do it on your own. Like, right. You will have to do your own meals. You would have to do like. And that is a lot of work, but that's the only way. And you know what I found out too is that for me, like I have to get into meal prepping because that's the only way that I will actually, because I noticed that when I cooked more food from home, like I obviously ate out less, but I also was more aware of what I could, of like the choices that I can make. So mm-hmm. I was making healthier choices to begin with.
But then you're like, it's hot. I have to turn my stove on.
Oh, and we don't have air conditioning right now downstairs, so ain't nobody trying to turn on the stove.
Ain't nobody.
But, I mean, it is what it is, and I just feel like, you know what? Like,
It's really hard.
Like, right now, I'm like, I'm going to turn 37. Like, I don't want to be fat by 40. Like, I want to be thinner. I want to be... I don't have to be like...
Oh, my God, well, Roger, let's be skinny at 40. I have a little less time than you do to do it, but...
Oh, because... What do you have, like 2 years, 1 year, 5 months?
What is it, July? A year and a half.
You could do it. How'd you do it when you lost the...
I ate right and exercised.
Yeah.
That's all that I did.
Yeah.
But it was like my life, though. I mean, that was like... I actually went to the gym twice a day. I went in the morning before work, and I went after work.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like my life. I went 6 days a week. Took off Sundays.
Yeah. It's like, and that's kind of like, I was thinking about it too. I'm like, I need to kick my ass in gear because I do like the feeling of when I work out. And like, I like that feeling afterwards because it's a really nice feeling. Like, you just feel much better.
See, if I was skinny right now, I wouldn't be having this issue I'm having.
I'm just trying to stand up. Your knees are buckling.
We love a fat joke, don't we?
Yes. Anyways, enough about that. So what else is going on?
Oh my God, I'm so mad.
Okay, wait. I want to pose this question to you and then maybe to the listeners if they are like two or three listeners that we have. Why is it, do you think, that guys who have, like, let's say they have an average to nice chest, but they have, like, a belly. Why is that, like, why do people find that so attractive? But let's say, like, someone like me or you, that maybe not necessarily, like, worked out completely. But let's say, what is it about that is still not,
it's not attractive.
It's not.
It's shunned upon.
No, I don't need. That's too harsh. But it's just not what people immediately go for. Like, I don't understand what's the, like. Just because you have a nice chest, like,
isn't that called dad bod? Is that what they're calling dad bod right now? Like they're built. You can tell they went to the gym, but then they just had a little too many beers or something.
Well, I just, you know, because I've seen, like, you know, like, for example, on Growler. Like, there's a lot of guys who, obviously, there's a huge mixed bag of, like, extremely overweight. And then there's, like, the ones who are very muscular. And then there's, obviously, the myriad in between. But it's, like, I feel like...
But they have, like, that hard belly. Is that what you mean?
Or they're just a little, like, thicker. And it's just, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't understand. I guess maybe... I don't know. I guess maybe it's the fact that they're muscular, or they're more muscular and they're not soft or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyways, if you guys can answer that, or if you can give me your opinion, that'd be great. I don't know. I just don't get it.
But whatever. Can you think of like any famous people that might be in the situation that you're looking at?
No,
like
something. Oh, speaking of famous people, I saw Mario Lopez yesterday at the mall.
No.
Yes, I did. Way. And he is literally tiny. I think he probably wears like a size 28 or 29 in waist. And his head. Him? Oh, because he was sitting in the, they were riding him in the cart. You could tell it's him like that. I just immediately that Mexican bobblehead.
Riding him in the cart?
Yeah, they were riding him in a golf cart to the, right by, the, you know how by the Apple store, there's that glass box?
Yeah.
And they usually switch out.
What's in there?
Yeah. So they were doing something and he was being, I think him and his wife were being escorted to that area. So he was probably doing something related to that. And he was sitting there and he had his glasses on. And like, dude, he's fucking so tiny. Like literally like tiny. Like I literally was like, oh my God. I'm like, he looks so emaciated compared to what you see on TV. Like, I even told my friend, because I was with Smurfetters, I'm like, oh my God. I was like, that's Mario Lopez. And she's like, really? And she's like, oh my God, it totally is. And I was like, and his head is fucking enormous. Like, it's literally like he's a bobblehead. I mean, I was like, and then he got up because we were walking towards the cube. And as we were walking there, that's when the cart kind of like pulled up from the side of us. And I was like, I turned over. I was like, I was like, oh my God, that's Mario Lopez.
Was there like people dimples. Following like, him?
You can't miss his dimples.
Or was anyone like, oh my God,
it's no, Mario. Because he had glasses on. Uh-huh. So he didn't take off his glasses until, I think that's the reason why people weren't like, didn't immediately notice. But like the people that were in that box knew that he was coming. So because they were all standing right by the front door and like, and they were standing right, because they were standing like outside. I was just like, his wife is beautiful. I mean, of course she was so much caked onto her face.
Blonde.
No, she's brunette. Oh. She was like dark haired. I think she's Latina, but I'm not sure. But he got up and that's when I noticed like how small he was. I'm like, he probably wears like a 28, 29 waist. You're a fucking grown ass man and you weigh that, like you wear that. That's like you wearing toddler clothes.
It's just so I wish skinny. I could fit into a 32.
Yeah.
My leg might be able to.
Well, you know, I mean, I will tell you that even like nowadays, like even the size that, you know, because I teeter between 30 and 40, because just the style of pants, some pants are just like my legs could be too big for the pants, so they won't fit. So I have to go up to size, or it's my ass that won't fit. So I have to go up to size, or sometimes the cut is just too small. Mm-hmm. But like, it's not the same for anything. And I think that they shrunk the sizes down. So when you get like a 40, it's like you have to go up another size because it's so fucking small. And I'm like, okay, this is insane. Like, I know I didn't grow. I know that I haven't gotten that big. So how the fuck does this not fit me? I'm like, this is fucking ridiculous. So I don't know if it's the style of clothing. I don't know if like clothes people are making.
Do you know how hard it is to find a size 78?
Big and tall, girl. Big and tall. I mean, that's like, you might as well just wrap a sheet.
I think it's taller than I am.
Do you wrap your queen size sheet on your ass? Can you imagine? Wait.
I just walk imagine, around in a...
Like, imagine a 5.
I walk around in a burka just because it fits.
You're like Andre Leon Talley. Oh my God. He walks around with these big ass burka like outfits. But can you imagine 5, like 5'5, 5'6, and your waist size is 78? Like, like, how do you, what, I mean, how is it even possible?
I don't think there's ever been a person that wears a size 78, right?
Well, that would be a bed sheet. It would literally be like this and then two little
Oh my God, that's longer than a shower curtain.
That's insane. God, it's a, I don't know. Like, I hate clothes shopping right now because I'm like heavy and
me too.
And that's, you know,
that's like the one thing that like super fucking depresses me is when I see a shirt that I like and I'm like, oh, it looks like it'll fit, and then when I try it on, it's like, oh.
Well, you know, that's another thing too. Like, why does a double XL have to be like a slim size?
Yeah, why is it slim cut?
What in what fucking universe do you live in that a motherfucker is double XL and it's a and slim, slim cut? I'm sorry, but I don't want to be wrapped like a sausage. I don't want to be encased like that fucked up sausage at the factory that was like. I don't want to
kill anybody for when I sit down and the buttons pop off my shirt.
It's like, I don't understand that. Why is that even a thing? Ugh, anyways, let's get off that.
Enough about the fashion industry.
Enough about the body shaming.
Of ourselves.
Right. It's so sad.
You know, I think 30 minutes is just going to be okay today. Like,
for one, for the first show?
No, just completely.
Oh.
My head hurts. I'm just kind of not feeling it today.
Oh, okay.
I'm depressed now. I need to go get bleach so I can drink it.
Oh. I mean, I could help. I could help pour.
Okay, I'll just hold the funnel, and you can just pour it in.
Let's do a 45-minute show. Oh God! Come on, you can muster up another 15 minutes.
Why? What are we going to talk about? Things crazy. Oh, the shooting in Louisiana. That's sad. That's so crazy.
But yet, Republicans seem to
more
think that,
guns. That more exactly. guns. If people would have had guns in the theater. They
would
have
been
protected themselves.
Exactly.
No, everybody would have been fucking dead because they would have been shooting anybody and everybody.
But you know, the funny part is it's always you white people fucking crazy with the guns. And yet you're the same kind of people that are like, we need more guns. We need more guns.
White people. Oh, we have a phone call too. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I listened to it.
Do you want to pass me the thing?
I just want to say that I can play from here.
Oh, okay.
That
we also got an email from a listener, but I think that person's new. I'm not for sure, but because it didn't have like their name on it, I don't think. Let me bring it up.
Are you talking about the? I think you might be interested in the article about Lee Crooks.
Yeah, about the voice of the CTA.
Oh yeah, Rex.
Oh. No, he does have his name on it. That was a good article. I think I read that before, but I always love the CTA guy. I love his voice.
So I just had to... let's play the... Okay.
Oh, this is the voicemail. Here we go. And 3, 2, 1.
Holy shit. Are you kidding me? This is Christina from Greetings from Nowhere. Yellowstone is in California. What the fuck, Roger? You're thinking of Yosemite. The Grand Canyon is in Arizona. It is not in California. I'm pretty sure Joshua Tree is in California out in the Mojave Desert, but it could be in Utah. Because that's the one park where I'm like, I have no fucking clue. Yellowstone is in Wyoming, parts of Colorado, and parts of Montana. It's fucking huge. And Ricky's right, it's totally an active volcano. And the San Andreas Fault Line runs right through the Bay Area. I live on it. And shit happens on it all the time. And earthquakes are not to be scared of. They're a lot like roller coasters. Mm-mm. And in fact, I slept through a 4.6 the other morning. Didn't even know it happened until it was all over the news. So, you guys, I swear to God, I was screaming at my radio going, what the fuck? I love you, but sometimes you're dumb. Okay, hunty. Bye.
I love that she like compliments us and then insults us. Right. So well, I just want to say
we are kind of stupid because we should know where all these places
well,
are.
Well, you know what? History has been so long, and I don't really
geography.
No, but like that. Oh yes, geography. But they talk about history. They reference those parks and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I forgot about Yosemite in California. I didn't even realize it. And Tim was like, I think you might have been.
That's from where Yosemite Sam's from.
Because they were like, because when we talked about it in the last show, I'm like, there is a huge park in California besides the Redwoods. And then Tim Tim from Alaska, he was like, I think the one that you were referencing was Yosemite. And I'm like, oh, that's right, because it was a program off fucking Apple. I should have known that.
Right.
So I did. I was aware, God damn it. And I knew the San Andreas line is in fucking the Bay Area. I'm good.
I'm telling you right now, a 4.6 earthquake would send me straight to the mental hospital.
Are you stupid?
Like, there would be, it would be like, the sirens are coming for me. And they're going to take me to the hospital, and I'll never be able to leave again.
I mean, just stupid. You're so
goddamn dumb. Earthquakes, that's just like the one thing.
Just dumb.
I can't do it. Thank you for calling, Christina.
Yes, thank you for calling, Christina.
Thank you for calling and calling us dum-dums, because sometimes we need that.
We still love you anyway. Right.
It's a whole active volcano over there. And if it explodes, it'll take out more than a third of the United States.
Would it really, though? Would it?
Girl.
It's not been... It hasn't been active recently. Like,
no,
active?
It's always active.
Aren't they always active? It hasn't
exploded.
I don't consider it active until it explodes. So it's not active to me.
What about a penis?
Huh?
What about a penis? If it's hard, it's active.
It's not active. If it ain't fucking me, if it ain't going in my mouth, or if I ain't doing anything to it, if I ain't jerking it off, and if my dick ain't in their ass and it's not moving up and down, no. See, Christina, this is what you do. You say something like that, and then you bring out the dirty. Thank you for the call, Christina. We love you. I knew that. The Joshua Tree is actually, I think it's about an hour and a half away. If I'm not mistaken, from what I remember reading, it's about an hour and a half away outside of Los Angeles. So it's like Los Angeles, and then San Diego, and then Palm Springs, and it's like to the right of it when you look at it on a map. So, and I think it's about the same if you're driving from Palm Springs to the Joshua Tree.
I've never been to Palm Springs.
Oh, I love it. It's awesome over there. It's beautiful.
It's in California.
Mm-hmm.
It's come together by the Mojave Desert and the Colorado come together in Joshua Tree. I always heard about that.
What?
The Joshua Tree, you too.
No, you stupid. It's actually a really interesting tree.
Is it a tree?
It's a type of tree. It's got like I think it's got like fur or something. Like, their leaves are not like normal leaves. It's a very interesting tree. I thought it was just the name of the park.
I didn't know it was an actual tree. No,
it's the name of the tree.
Let me look it up, because I need to see this. Oh, it's kind of like a palm.
Yeah.
So it's like a regular tree, but palm fronds on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a very interesting tree.
I wonder why they call it the Joshua Tree. I wonder if it has to do something with Joshua from the Bible.
It says it on their Wikipedia page.
From the Biblioteca. Oh, wait, that's the library.
I think it says it is named for the Joshua trees native to the park. It is covered. No, that's not why.
We'll look at that for next time.
Yeah.
What else we got to talk about, Roger?
I think that's it. I don't know.
Oh no, you had something special happen this week.
What?
You couldn't get no sleep.
Oh my God. Yes. So as most of you know, let me just put out another disclaimer again. Let me just remind people, Janet is coming back. There's a new era. So there will be tons and tons and tons and tons of stuff that I will be sharing, re-Facebooking, retweeting. So if you don't want to see it, mute me or unfriend me. I don't care at this point. It's my fucking wall. I can do whatever the fuck I want on it. And if you don't want to see Janet news, then sorry. Unfriend me. Mute me. Don't see my request, like my feed or whatever. I don't care. That's you guys, not me. Whatever. But anyways, just to put that out there, because I know I'm going to get crazier. And I'm already like, I'm sure people are fucking like just insanely tired of me reposting stuff. But anyway, she released a new video. She released a new video. The video is for her new single. Initially, she released the single featuring J. Cole, and he's a rapper, and apparently he had, like, the number one album when he released, and that is the actual album version. It is not a remix. People are saying that it's a remix, and it's not. She released it, and then she released a video on Tuesday, and the video is pretty fucking fantastic. I don't know. I just love it. Every time I rewatch it, I've watched it like a million times now, and it's just Janet.
What is perfection. The plush reference to?
Oh, we don't know. Like, I think it's just
maybe a song title or something.
That's what we're thinking. Like, we're thinking it's either like it's either a reference to, it's like her being like in a very different, like kind of like a softer phase of her artistic career. Like, maybe she's not going to be as, I don't know, as maybe like overtly sexual, because that's what a lot of people are like, they're saying that that's what's happening, that, you know, because she was so covered up in the video and all the appearances.
I told you where she was when she filmed that video.
And then she, you know, like, so there's all this like rumor and speculation as to why and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, she was very covered up with Rhythm Nation, and she was very covered up with Control. So I don't really get too into why she's covered up. I don't care. She is almost 50.
Well, maybe that's why, because she's like, I'm 50. That's my age appropriate look.
And you know what? And that may very well be where she's at right now in her life and her artistic, you know, persona. And that's great. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't need her to be overtly sexual anymore. Like, I don't need her to do that. And I don't need her to be one of the, like, it doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. I did think, though, like, when she came out with, like, when she was doing Demita Joe, and then when she did, 20YO, and then she did Discipline, I was like, okay, like, we get it, you are very much in your own sexual freedom, enough. Like, it's, I don't, but I think a lot of that was also driven by the fact that, you know, and during that space she was dating Jermaine Dupri. Ugh. And it was all about like her trying to keep up with the youngings. Mm. And I think she was being misguided, you know, like her own, I think her own like awareness and her own judgment was a little misguided by being so overtly sexual. Cause I think she felt like to stay a little bit relevant, she needed to do that.
I don't even think she was ever overly sexual.
Oh, me. I mean, she fucking had a song called Warmth and Moist on her album, like talking about eating out. Like, it was just too much, you know. It was like, before it was very like, it was just kind of like, you know, it. She was being sexy, but not sexual in the sense of like she was displaying her body and all that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was very like more innuendo driven versus like overtly.
I did hear a song yesterday that I was like, oh my God, I think this is the only song that I've never heard her whisper in.
Which one?
Love Will Never Do.
Oh, that's my favorite song.
That there was no like soft spoken,
yeah,
stuff in it. I was like, it was kind of alarming.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the Janet I like.
Well, no, because she's not like that with like Control and Rhythm Nation, and even the Janet album, she wasn't very whispery. The whole whispery thing didn't start happening until All For You. And
but why would happen? Why is she whisper now?
I think it's because of that. I think it's because she wanted to be very like sexual and like, and I think that that was the way she was, that she would sort of, like, I guess that was her way of translating that musically, was, mm-hmm, to be more like whispery and like very, but you don't, she doesn't have to. I think she doesn't have a strong voice like, you know, Mariah Carey or like Whitney Houston, or, you know, like she doesn't have a voice like that, but she does have a really good voice. Like, in just in general as a pop singer, she has a pretty decent voice, and when she uses it, like, you know, it's good. So, like, for example, like the one snippet video that you heard about her, where it's just literally like her and the piano, and it's just her singing, that was released recently. like, she sounds amazing because I could actually understand the words. I could hear clearly what she's saying. And she sounds not, she's not in this whisper fucking tone thing that she's been doing in the last couple albums.
What?
Right, exactly. But, you know.
Love won't ever do without.
It's, it embodies, like, I don't know, it embodies the song and, I, you know, whatever.
Nobody, the video was pretty good, even though I told Bro Drago, oh my God, do you think that's the dungeon she's been trapped in for the last 10 years?
Yeah, to which I responded, I hate you. it's just,
even
it's
if it was, it's a really nice dungeon.
Exactly. That cave is really amazing.
And it had ivory stairs, ivory staircases.
Oh my God. Seriously, when she did the whole, like, everyone has been going apeshit over the staircase scene where she walks up and she's doing her little dance. And I'm like, I mean, literally everyone was like, the thing you have to understand about Janet is that right now with this particular project, she's literally keeping us, like, on the fucking edge. So to see a little bit of her dancing, I mean, it's like she's driving people crazy.
And I emailed you, too, because I was like, oh, my God, Roger, do you think she's going to, like, Britney Spears? Do you think she's going to Britney Spears and be, like, work, bitch, and not dance at all?
No. Work, bitch, she did a little bit more dancing than she has in a couple years. Yeah. But,
well, actually, she's doing a show now in Vegas where she has to dance. Right. So, I mean, I guess she is.
Well, it's a lot of arm flinging. She looks like an octopus. Like... it's a lot of very up above the waist. Yeah,
I will not bend these knees.
God. But, you know, it was like everyone was kind of going crazy. I think the video elevated the song. I think it really, like, it made the song more. Well, first of all, her adding J. Cole, I think at first, because the first cut that they released to radio, or the one that I heard from the radio, was very muddled, and it was very, like, it didn't seem like it was an official copy, and it just seemed like it was all over the place. I'm like, I don't know if I really like this. Like, I don't get it. Doesn't make sense. But then when she released the actual single and it was a clean version of it, when I heard it, I was like, oh, I was like, I totally get it. And it makes sense. And I love the meshing of them too.
So she came out with a song without him. And came out with a song with him.
Yes, which the initial solo version of that song was just a tease. The actual song that's on the album is the one with J. Cole. So it's not a remix. It's actually the version that's on the album. So the one that she released initially was just a teaser. But it makes sense because when you listen to Got Till It's Gone and she released that one, it was Q-Tip. And Q-Tip was kind of like, I referred to it as, this is the updated version of kind of like of Got Till It's Gone with Q-Tip. Because Q-Tip was kind of
like... Is that the one where she starts with what's her name? And clouds in my coffee. No,
that's Son of a Gun.
Oh.
Don't you know it seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone. That's the one. It's got a sample of Big Yellow Taxi.
Right, which is sang by the same artist that did the...
Right.
Joni Mitchell.
Yeah, Joni Mitchell. You're thinking about Carly Simon did Son of a Gun.
Oh, yeah.
Clouds in Your Coffee. Yeah. Anyway. So I think it's kind of like that. When I heard the clean like the actual version, I was like, oh my God, this totally makes sense because now it's like, it's a really good version. It's got her in the beginning of the song, kind of doing her thing. And then towards the end, J. Cole comes in and it's kind of like, because the first version that I heard, J. Cole was like louder than her. So you couldn't hear all the ad libs and you couldn't hear, like, nothing was. It needed to be fixed.
The only thing I didn't like in the video is the multiple locations that they put him in. Like, he was like five of them in one room. That was kind of weird.
Well, okay, so people are saying there's a speculation that the video is a dream. It's all a dream. So when they cut to her laying on the couch and she's sleeping, the entire time that you're watching the video, that's her dreaming.
She was like, that's how she snores.
That would actually be really cute. I'd watch her all day.
Because she has sleep apnea. No, it's like...
anyways, so a lot of that's what people are saying. And the reason why there's like there's different versions, like he's kind of all over the place in that part of the video, is because she's dreaming of different sequences. And that's why you see, first of all, that's why you see them never touch. She's like, they never,
they're probably never been in the same room.
No, they're in the same room because they did an behind the scenes with Access Hollywood, and you they're he's there with her.
She's like 3 feet or more away from me, please.
Don't look at me.
Don't bow. Talk to me.
Bow.
Pretend you're singing to Brittany.
Pretend you're singing to Sierra. But I do have to say,
Sierra.
The thing that's been really kind of exciting is that she has literally released a piece of information every week since she's made her announcement on her birthday.
And each one has a countdown, right?
No. The video had a countdown and the tour had a countdown. Or the release of the single.
What's the countdown right now?
There isn't a countdown.
Oh.
So, I mean, so every day she's released some, like every week she's released some bit of information. Like last week was the tour. This week was the video and the new single with J. Cole. The week before was
the
second leg of the tour. And then the week before that was the BET. So it just like she's been releasing little snippets every
the BET Awards, which was kind of a letdown.
Oh my right? God. Three hours down. And 15 minutes of my life I will never get back. Just to see her
accept an award.
Walk on the fucking stage for like and be on there for like maybe a total of a minute. Which is fine because it was great. I loved her. I think she looked gorgeous, but a bitch was mad. Right.
All right. So let's switch to a different subject.
Okay.
I'm going to give you two names.
Okay.
And you tell me which one is right and which one is wrong.
Oh, shit.
You ready?
Okay.
Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift.
Oh, Nicki Minaj 10 times over.
Do you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes. Yes.
You're sticking up for Tay Swift?
No, I think Tay Swift need to shut her face.
Well, I asked you which one is wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said which. You said yes or no. So I was like, oh, Nicki Minaj, yes. Like,
oh, okay.
No, I think they're actually both wrong, to be quite honest with you. Because first of all, it's a fucking made up award show. I mean, come on, let's be clear.
And it's on a. All right, we're talking about the MTV Music Awards real quick, yes. Just in case people don't know. Nicki Minaj was upset because her award for Anaconda wasn't nominated for anything.
No, it wasn't. No. She was upset that she wasn't nominated for
Video of the Year.
Video of the Year, yes.
For Anaconda.
Yes, because she was nominated for other stuff in the awards. So she was upset because of that, because Beyonce was nominated and Taylor Swift was nominated. So she
Kanye West herself.
So she Kanye West herself into that conversation, which, you know, I... Like, to some degree, I guess as an artist, like, there's a part of me that is, you know, I'm competitive. And if I was in the position, if whenever I found myself in that position, I...
You mean when you find yourself in
exactly,
that position.
If and when I find myself in that position. When I find myself in that position, I would kind of be upset too, because I'd be like, well, what, you know... My video was just as good as theirs. Why am I not being nominated for it? Because I feel like those videos, like the what was she being nominated for? 7-Eleven and Bad Blood, wasn't it? Are those the two videos that are being nominated from both of them?
For album or video of the year?
Yeah.
I think it's just Bad Blood.
No, because then, she was referencing Beyonce too, which I think was
Roger's looking it up right now.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry.
There's a few other, but Nicki Minaj's argument still didn't work that much. But I mean, it was. I think it's obvious that she was talking about Taylor Swift, even though she didn't say her name. Because I mean, Beyonce was a nominated, and she's a full figured black woman. So, you know. And her whole argument was, oh, full-figure black women aren't voted for your album of the year.
Well, I mean, yeah, I suppose. But it's like, you know, I still think that... I still... Th- I don't... I, I have a problem with them thinking that Beyonce is a full-figured woman. Just because she's got an ass and a little bit of thigh, she's still skinny. That's not a full-figured woman to me. That's like a skinny woman who has a...
Yeah, but Nicki Minaj is not a naturally full-figured woman. All that shit is like injected and she's had implants. Mm-hmm. And so that's not natural.
No. I'm not dispelling that. We're not talking about natural. I'm just saying that to me, I don't necessarily consider Beyonce to be a full-figured woman. I think that if you were to see her walking down the street, she would just be a normal thin woman who had an ass. That's mm-hmm. it. Like, I wouldn't literally be like, oh my gosh, she's full-figured. I don't think that she's full-figured to me. Mm-hmm. Now, I think, for example,
I should Nicki say Minaj, with a figure, not full-figured. I should say with a figure.
Okay. That's fine. I don't see her argument. I see why she's upset in terms of like her video was just as good, you know, because there was dancing and there was, you know, like I guess that was, you know, the criteria, like popularity. It was pretty popular. That song was pretty popular. I don't understand why she wasn't nominated. However, eat some fucking humble pie. And it's
you're,
just MTV.
You're a millionaire and you're making it anyway. So.
And it's just MTV. Like, who fucking cares? Like, it's not even,
But could you see, I could see why Taylor Swift would be like, hey, that's not fair. Like, talking about me, you know, I could see where she thought it was, she was referring to her. And then, you know, Katy Perry had something to say too.
Oh my God. You know, that Perry was fucking hilarious.
And then Kim Kardashian, she deleted her tweet.
Oh, yeah, but like she was like, oh, let me finish or whatever. Like, yeah. So it's All Right by Kendrick Lamar. Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. 7-Eleven by Beyonce, which is a stupid fucking video. That is another reason why.
Is that the one where she's like in the hotel room?
Yes, with her friends or whatever. Bad Blood and then Uptown Funk. I personally think that it's going to be between Ed Sheeran and Uptown Funk. I think those are going to be probably the two that are, I think those are the two that have the higher chance of winning. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with Taylor Swift either, because she was all talking about like, it's empowerment and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, you fucking hired a bunch of other people about a song about a woman who is scolded about a friend.
Oh
like,
my God, do you know who they should have had, should be on there? Madonna's video. Bitch on Madonna.
God, that awful ass video.
Like where all those famous people came to her video shoot.
But they actually didn't come. They actually never came. They actually never showed up.
The D-class people did.
Right. Well, I mean, Nicki Minaj was on the TV. Like, Kia. Right. I mean, they couldn't even do her a solid and wait.
Right.
They were like, no, we'll just put you on the TV screen.
Right.
Held by dancers.
Right.
AKA strings that you can't see on video. I mean, it was just like, I mean, like the argument between, I think the whole thing is stupid, first of all. But I see her side, you know, like when you look at all the nominees, the only two people that I think that actually are of good quality of music would be Ed Sheeran and Uptown Funk with mm-hmm. Mark Ronson and what's his name?
It starts with a P.
Huh?
His name starts with a P, right?
No.
Pharrell.
No. It's Bruno Mars.
Yeah, that's who.
And then maybe Kendrick Lamar. Other two, I mean, come the fuck on. They're stupid ass videos. Like, well, I mean, and then when you think about like videos in the past that have won Video of the Year, I mean, how would you even compare any of those to that? Like videos nowadays, there's nothing artistic about them. There's not a tale that's being told.
They're mini movies.
Not even that, but they're like really bad mini movies. Like, oh, speaking of movies, I saw Ant-Man, which is really good. If you haven't seen it, go see it. It's really good. It's not like...
And Bad Blood didn't even have her whole song in it.
No, it was like a remix of it, and a really bad remix, because it didn't even have a fucking verse. She essentially sang... She did the video based on Kendrick Lamar's portion and her chorus. That's literally what the video was. I just think the videos are not what they used to be. They don't really tell a story. They don't, like, even Madonna's Bitch I'm Madonna, like, there was no storyline to it.
No, the storyline was is that when she kisses people, it looks like she's sucking their souls out. That's the storyline.
Stupid.
I would be so scared if Madonna tried to kiss me. I'm like, oh my God, please don't kill me.
You can kiss me, but don't suck my soul.
That's how she gets rid of all those veins in her arms. No, that's when how she sucks someone's soul out, she plumpens up a little bit so you can't see the veins.
You're horrible. That's what Mariah Carey does with butterflies.
Oh, I love the meme that was going out with that picture being taken with Katy Perry.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Think of the most worst thing in the whole world. No, think of your happiest thought in the whole world. Ariana Grande waking up with no voice.
Wasn't that a BuzzFeed?
Yeah.
I love them. Anyways, I don't know. I just think it's really stupid. What's your take on it?
It was stupid, but I also think that, I mean, I guess it's good that they show that they publicly apologize to each other, but,
did they though?
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah. Because, well, she went on Good Morning America, Nicki Minaj, and said that she had talked to Taylor Swift the night before and talked about the whole situation, and it's all good.
Yeah. Well, because you know what? The funny thing is that, like, the funny thing about it is that Nicki Minaj was like, I wasn't even talking about you. Like, she was like, I wouldn't even, like, bitch, I wasn't even talking about you. Like, I was just saying in general. I mean, like, I don't know. I guess, because there's a fine line between, you know, there's a fine line between being upset for not getting a nomination because you're competitive. But then there's the other side of it where you kind of, where you're just like, my video was, I think it deserves to be nominated.
Yeah, but then you're also being like Kanye West, like an asshole.
Well, I mean, but that's because that's how awards are meant to, you know, that's what awards do, right? Like, they bring out that if you say something about not getting voted for or nominated for, you automatically... people assume, oh, he's so douchey because he's not being, you know, he's talking about not being nominated. But at the same time, like, if you think your work is really good and you're not nominated, why can't that person say, you know what? I actually do believe that I should be nominated. You know what I'm saying? I guess there's a difference.
You can say that, but then don't continue with the rest that says, because I'm not white and I'm not skinny and I don't know, you know, give all these reasons.
Right. Well, I think it's because she was. There was more to that, you know what I mean? Like, it was, you know, but I don't know. I mean, was her fucking video any better than any of the ones that are up there? No, it was probably just as bad, if not worse. I mean, it's just her and a fucking...
And you used a sample. I mean...
She did. A good one, but she right. did use a sample.
All right, we got to go. It's been an hour, actually.
Okay, awesome. Great. Goodbye.
So this is Ricky.
And this is
Bob. And hopefully this isn't the last time we speak to you guys until January. Remember, go to pride48.com and click the ornament link so that you can bid on our ornament. We want to beat Pod as my co-pilot. So get it done.
Get into it.
Yeah, get into it. Also, Pride 48 is the last weekend of September, or excuse me, the last weekend of August. Make sure that you go and sign up. I believe the usage codes for the hotels end on August 1st. So it's like $29 a night and $79 a night on Friday and Saturday. That's not a lot of money. Just get a flight out there and you'll have some fun.
Well,
anything else?
We need to make sure that we go to that buffet we did last time. You know that buffet that we went with
Melissa.
Kim and Melissa?
Yeah.
We need to go. You know, Kim's not coming this year.
Yeah. I think she's going to be out of town or
something.
Yeah,
she's going to be out of town. We love you, Kim. We're going to...
We'll still go, though.
Yeah. We'll go with Melissa. And Melinda, if she wants to come along. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I hope that we get to talk to you guys next week. And...
yeah, we'll be, go from there. Yeah, hopefully, you get your bidding on.
Actually, you know what? I think that we should just maybe not even do a show in Vegas if we don't get an ornament. Or if we do a show in Vegas, I guess you're just going to have to be there to listen to it. Like, we'll tell them to take us off the live stream and just do an in-house show. How about that? Yeah.
Y'all, I think he's serious. All right, we're going to be out of here. This is Ricky.
Oh, this is Babalu.
And this is You Better Bid on That Ornament. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, Fullerton, or no, just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.